For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
In 2001, Afghanistan's ruling Taliban initiated a prohibition against opium poppy cultivation. The ban was particularly effective, limiting cultivation to under 20,000 acres. Currently, Afghanistan has more than 400,000 acres under poppy cultivation, a 20-fold increase since the U.S. invasion and subsequent collapse of Taliban prohibition. This year, Afghanistan's harvest potentially yielded 670 tons of pure heroin, enough heroin to vastly oversupply world demand, indeed producing a heroin surplus of 30%. In the last year alone, 1 million more Afghanis have become involved with opium poppy cultivation. 3 million Afghanis now grow poppies, one-seventh of the population, and the illegal trade is responsible for more than half of Afghanistan's GDP. Despite Great Britain's injection of $85 million U.S. to destroy Afghanistan's illegal trade, only 35 low-level smugglers have been prosecuted in the last year by Afghanistan's new counter-narcotics task force. The Office of National Drug Control Policy reports that heroin population in the U.S. is continuing to increase. Purity of powder heroin is now generally greater than 50%, and at $5 a bag, a cited Baltimore ethnographer says the price, quote, can't drop any lower, end quote. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects.
Reyes Syndrome, destructive effects on the heart and blood flow in newborn infants, severe constipation, diabetes, dysentery, hemophilia, kidney disease, gout, upset stomach, and ulcers. Time's up. The answer from the manufacturer.
Pepto-Bismol.
Iraq was involved in 9/11. Saddam has reconstituted his nuclear program. Extraordinary rendition requires torture, hostage taking, wiretaps, extortion, eternal war. Number two, banana Republicans rule. The war on drugs, the war on terror. Are two eternal wars enough? You get to decide. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.